Radio Prague News.
The Czech president says he didn't decide on an amnesty announced on New Year's Day with any particular cases in mind. The Social Democrats say they'll table a vote of no confidence in the Czech government in connection with the amnesty. And two men released under the amnesty have already been arrested again. The Czech president, Václav Klaus, says he didn't decide on an amnesty announced on New Year's Day with any particular cases in mind. Mr. Klaus made the comment in an interview in Mladá Fronta Dnes, following growing criticism of one plank of the amnesty, under which long-running cases of alleged massive corruption have been dropped. He said that decision was in line with European Union norms against excessively long cases, adding that he would also announce at least one pardon before he steps down in March. The opposition Social Democrats announced on Thursday that they would table a vote of no confidence in the Czech government in connection with the president's amnesty, which had prior approval from the Prime Minister, Petr Nečas. The party expressed opposition to both the form and extent of the amnesty, describing it as unacceptable, unjust and inflammatory. Chairman Bohuslav Sobotka said it freed those involved in large financial scandals in the 1990s, including the asset stripping of banks and companies and corruption linked to privatisation. Meanwhile, the largest party in the governing coalition, TOP 09, have distanced themselves from the president's amnesty. In a statement released on Thursday, TOP 09 said the matter hadn't been discussed in advance by the government and that its ministers had no foreknowledge of the move. The party said the extent of the amnesty was unfortunate. It had led to speculation that it was intended to protect genuine criminals rather than pardoning minor crimes. Two men released under the amnesty have already been arrested again. The two, who are both aged 27, left Valdice prison in central Bohemia at around 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday and, after a night's drinking, returned to a life of apparent crime on Thursday morning when they allegedly robbed a bar and attempted to burgle a car. They won't be remanded in custody while their investigation takes place. The amnesty pardons prisoners sentenced to a year or less behind bars and those over 75 whose sentence was for less than 10 years. Nearly 7,500 people are set for release and around 3,000 have already been freed. Courts established temporarily in jails are processing applications around the clock. Around a quarter of the Czech prison population are getting early releases, in a move that officials say will ease overcrowding. An important section of one of Prague's three underground rail lines was halted for over an hour on Thursday morning when a person was reported to have entered the tunnel at the city's Nusla Bridge. However, a search of the metro tunnel, which runs between Ipe Pavlova and Vyšehrad on the C or Red line, failed to find the intruder. A replacement bus service was in place until the problem was resolved. Tests have revealed that a gorilla born at Prague Zoo a couple of days before Christmas is male. The zoo is now looking for a name for the infant ape and has invited the general public to send suggestions to its website before the 20th of January. While gorillas have been kept at Czech zoos for 60 years, the first baby gorilla was born in the country in 2004. The weather: rain is expected in many parts of the Czech Republic in the next couple of days. The maximum temperature will be 8 degrees Celsius. You'll find more stories at our website radio.cz. But for now, for myself, Ian Willoughby, that's the end of the news.